The National Rifle Association convention is underway in Dallas. Red flag laws are sure to come up. These are the laws that allow guns to be temporarily taken away from someone who's considered at risk to themselves or to others. And in Colorado, the debate has become particularly urgent. In collaboration with Rocky Mountain PBS, Lee Patterson reports, and a warning, her story contains graphic sounds of a shooting.
In Denver on Monday, a pair of legislators, one Democrat and one Republican, got together at the state capitol to unveil their red flag bill. Here's the Republican, State Representative Cole Wist.
Law-abiding gun owners have nothing to fear with this legislation.
The two lawmakers were flanked by district attorneys, victims' families, mental health advocates, and law enforcement, including Sheriff Tony Spurlock, another Republican. And here, he's speaking directly to Colorado politicians.
I beg you to read this bill. What we're trying to do is save lives. And if you get in front of this, or you interfere with it, or you don't vote for it, you are not doing your job.
For many supporters of the bill, there was a focusing event, something that got them on board, something that happened here last New Year's Eve involving Sheriff Tony Spurlock's own deputies.
Who's there? Identify yourself.
Officers responded to two calls that night at an apartment south of Denver.
Hey, Matt, it's Zach.
Deputy Zachary Parrish is talking to a man here through a door named Matthew Real. It's audio from an officer's body cam. Real was known to be mentally ill. He had access to guns. He'd been harassing his family and even local police, who'd been dealing with him for months. That night, Real was getting aggressive. He slammed the door, refused to come out. Officers believed that he might hurt himself or others in the apartment complex, so they decided to put him on an M1 hold, force him into the hospital for treatment. So they went in.
Matthew, come out!
And Real started shooting. The officers shot back.
I got you, bro. Hey, you're okay. Look at me.
301, Adam, we need medical here now. We have one deputy down inside the apartment. I'm not getting anything from him. All of us have been hit at least once.
Real killed Deputy Zachary Parrish and injured four more officers. Real himself was also shot dead. His mother, Susan Real, spoke to Rocky Mountain PBS. She described trying to get him help for months and months.
I mean, this was the worst outcome, was the fact that he had died and that he also killed somebody else. There should be a better way to deal with these situations so that nobody dies.
For supporters, this new bill is that better way. It's named after the deputy who was killed last New Year's Eve. The bill would allow family or law enforcement to ask a judge for an extreme risk protection order. If it's granted, the individual has to give up their guns for 6 months. Under the bill, the order is subject to a hearing within 7 days. And while the legislation has some Republican support, many lawmakers in Colorado are skeptical.
My first reaction was, oh, this is just an attempt at gun control.
That's what State Senator John Cook thought when he first heard about red flag laws a few months ago. He's a Republican, a former sheriff, and he still has concerns.
If we just start, you know, taking guns away from people when we don't have proof or there's no due process, that's a very slippery slope.
In Colorado, anything gun-related is controversial, and pushback on this bill is starting already. A pro-gun group with more than 200,000 Facebook followers posted a message on its page right after the bill was introduced, telling people to call the bill's Republican co-sponsor, Cole Wist, and tell him to stop pushing gun control. Lawmakers here don't have much time to hash this all out. The legislative session wraps up on May 9th. For NPR News, I'm Lee Patterson.